Yeah, well, that was my fault. There's so many. Hold on. Right. There's so many different things to set, and that was my fault. I did not set that setting. Right now, it's impolite mode or always admit. So that's easy to change. But with the guys that we have having it right now, it's not crucial to change it, but it is something that I do know that has to be changed, because I have talked to Dave about changing his, to that mode, so that we can't talk on top of one another. So, we can do that. And again, that's like a really quick fix. So that'll be easy to do. And then on the other thing too, Mike, sometime in the winter when things get slow and boring, I can do a class on it at one of the ARPSC meetings. What I know, how it works, the color codes, the time slots, the talk groups, things of that nature. I can do a class on it and get everybody kind of up to speed a little bit on them. It's fine. And then the third thing I was going to say, we talked about, I meant to bring my Anytone radio with me. I really did. I was going to put it on, I had it set on my desk and everything else. I had the charger, I had it all set to go. And we were in such a hurry to get out of here, I forgot the damn thing. But where was I going with the conversation? But I did use the radio reference, and I know that's kind of a weak type thing, for seeing what frequencies are. But VHF over there in those islands and DMR. You don't see that around here very much. But the VHF frequencies, I think I sent a snapshot on Discord, one of the islands I was on, but I was surprised how many DMR VHFs there were. So, my guess is they probably can cram more stuff in, but you just don't see that around here at all. So usually when you see VHF, you see P25 or analog, and all their DMR stuff in this state is on UHF. So it was interesting. Go ahead, Mike. This is WABD.